Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Surprise, motherfucker.
So another episode proudly sponsored by the best competition page in the whole fucking
world.
You're right. RKings. The best deals, cheap prices, no Holex, straightforward, and you have more of a chance to win an RKings than anywhere else because it's literally Ireland based, the north and the south. And we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon, top of the weight rack road, state of the art sunbed facility. Get up and check it out, folks. If you want your balls tanned, this is the spot to go.
Sorry for near jumping down your neck. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
In the fucking bed watching my programs.
Can you not record them or something?
I don't want to. Record like to watch them.
Do you want to speak to Arnold?
No, I don't like that.
All right, near that.
Eddie.
You want me to use one of your phones? Don't even know how to fucking work them.
Sure, you got your phone with you?
Of course you do.
Show him your phone.
Do you think I'm ashamed of my phone?
Show him your phone.
Want to see my phone?
Let's see it.
And get it on camera.
No, are we recording to
my phone.
Jeez, that's it. Let's see it.
That's an old school one, like.
Fuck me. How long have you had that?
Our JP bought her that.
Many years ago.
JP's 15 years dead.
There's not even a mark on it.
The Christmas before, so about 16 years.
Hey, I bet you only needed to charge that once.
Of course you charge it once a week.
It's been through
the week. And the charge lasts the whole week.
I'd say once a year, we ain't bad boys.
You fucking throw him at the pillars.
You fucking slagging my phone.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm still begging on this. Interviewing me and slagging my fucking phone.
Yeah, does that have snakes?
But not the one you're thinking of, like the old one, just the wee black squirt. It does. It's
different kind of.
It's
one.
A different snake, but it has it.
That's been upgraded.
And bounce, whatever the fuck.
That's been upgraded.
Can you jailbreak me, bad boys?
It's a burner phone. That's why she sells her gear.
Well, that's right. That same one you just throw away when the cops pull up. You see the cops just throw it away.
That's what she does.
Is it too dignified?
Tell you what, you take no shit anyway. Like, no, I'll give you it.
She's the grumpy granny, Liam.
She's been like that from my whole life.
That's a good thing. Keep people on their phones.
In my house, my word's law.
It's like a hereditary
thing. They never listened. Not one of them.
It's like a hereditary thing. Like, it went from RJP to Gary to Joseph. Now the demons are all gone. It's fell onto me.
You mean fell on you? You were the cheekiest bastard of them all.
Well, here, the apple doesn't fall far from a tree, Kek.
Don't take it after me. I'm very quiet and polite.
That's not what your TikTok account says.
Nah. Who's the biggest guest you've had on?
McCullen.
No.
Well, I've had a couple of characters on. Burnsy's always on. And who else have I had? King Roy was on. King Roy was
Jazz McCann.
Ah, do you know? He was our. Do you go to St. Dins? Mr. McCann.
Aye.
He was a blanket man.
What do you mean?
Do you know what a blanket man is, don't you?
He wouldn't know.
Do you know?
He has no clue.
Here, a blanket man is, but if you would actually know what a blanket man is, someone who, what do you call it, jail, John? Non cash.
Non cash.
So they would have, like, fucking put shit in the walls and all, where Bobby Sands and all that. So he was a teacher in St. Aidan's, and he broke out of the jail. He told a story. He was on the blanket for 10 years and then broke out. Do you know him, Jazz McCann?
And
he's from Jazz, Jim Jazz McCann. Go ahead, give us a 1-2 or a kick.
1-2-3-4-7-9
So we didn't have to go far for this week's podcast because yous are my neighbours. So you know what? You know what? No. I live in the next street as you.
God love yous.
You live in the drive?
I can see your house from my house.
Nosey bastard. So
when are we recording now, John? So when the grumpy granny popped up on my TikTok, I says it'd be a good idea.
No, you've got that wrong, first thing.
Why?
I am not the grumpy granny. Nanny.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is, Kirk?
Oh, grumpy nanny.
The corrections
what's the difference nanny. Between a granny and a nanny?
Just
they're the same fun. Thing.
Some my mum, she doesn't
same
like
thing, but I'm nanny.
She doesn't like just doesn't like the name granny. Some people just like nanny.
People like nanny instead of granny.
But a nanny babysits kids, don't they? Like in America, they're called nannies.
Aye, they're called nannies.
Super nanny.
Well, I'm super nanny, aye.
Super grumpy.
Super grumpy nanny.
Never grumpy in my life.
So you were saying off camera, Kak, you were giving us a half an hour, were you?
Yeah.
Where you're missing your show.
What did you call her?
Kak.
Kak.
Is that your name?
Kak's her name.
Kak
Kubaks. My name is Catherine. Catherine. I get Kak for a nickname.
Kak?
But I get that bastard Dave McComb. Nickname me Kak Tubaks.
Why was that?
Because she has no daddy.
Because of no boobs.
Kak
Tubaks. There was one in the Pringles one. What was that one?
Oh, that was Melter. Who came into me sitting on the stairs and going, rumour going around about you. And I says, who the fuck's putting a rumour up about me? That you sold yourself your body in the fucking Sloan's for a box of Pringles. What? I says, see if that was you and your fucking mates, I'll kick your balls in. Tell them to talk about their own fucking mas. And now the girls in the fucking Spar call me Pringle Girl.
Well.
So you've got a few nicknames in.
Strip back cack.
Cack?
Cack, all right. And that's
and not cack two backs, just cack.
Just cack.
Right.
Here, so Kirk, when did you start making the videos? obviously, you just went. For anyone watching, it's Cax Crick's mother, not his granny, just to make that clear.
Yeah.
Because some people by the name may think it's your...
Thinks that I'm his granny?
Yeah. Right.
You're old
no,
enough
but you,
to be.
You're granny to his kids?
Nanny.
Nanny, all right. But here, what do? Crick, do you just go in and just start wearing her up the floor?
No, it started my wee girl. She was obviously wanted a TikTok, but you don't know what fucking weirdos are on it, and I wouldn't let her have her own one, so I made one for her, and then... I went her up all the time, so I took a video of her and went her up, and the child says, me, daddy, you should post that on TikTok. And then I posted it, and it got, like, good views. And then I done another one, and it got, like, over 100,000 views. And then people just kept saying, just keep doing it, keep doing it. And then the next thing I knew, it just fucking popped
It's blown up quick. Like, you getting recognised everywhere, Kirk?
I didn't recognise what?
Are you getting recognised everywhere you go? Are you,
everywhere.
Is people stopping you for photos now?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Do you enjoy it? Like,
I love it.
It's good, isn't it?
Now go like a sound fucking famous.
That's the good thing of TikTok.
Bus conductor on the shankle. Are you going to be Belfast nanny? And I'm an awesome fucking twin.
See the thing about TikTok? It loves, like, people love. Like, there's and it's like a daughter and son, or like a granny and son. There's Connor Catton, he does one where his granny too. They do baby with Joni, Joni's good crack. She was on this podcast before.
I know, sorry.
She's good at crack.
Love Joni.
Joni's son is my dad.
Serious?
Joseph.
Alex.
He passed away last year.
Fuck's sake, sorry to hear, mate. We had Joni, I think she was in.
She was one of the first guests on the show.
I know, I watched it, I seen it. I loved it.
See her, she just says how it is, like, there's no back doors on her at all.
Send us.
I know.
That's old school, you say.
That's the older generation too, though, like, see now, there's everything, so it's all fucking, everything's
everybody's scared to speak what's on their mind.
Well, I don't, babe. If I have something to say, I'll say it, and I don't give a fuck who likes it.
It's always like that.
That's the best way to be.
We were scared to bring our mates to a house when we were younger because of the way she was. Do you know what I mean? If she didn't like you, she would have just told you.
But once they got to know me.
You know what way to take you. I know what way to take you. You're a good crack.
There's lots of people like that. I think you have to know what way to take people. And then when you do, you get along well with them.
Do you ever get anyone writing bad shit?
I do. Sometimes like somebody will say something and it'll annoy me, and then I'll reply back to it. But TikTok will take my reply off because
it's offensive.
Try not to just block them because you'll lose your account.
And you're just like as if what they're saying to me or saying about her. Like, do you know what I mean? None of the stuff I do with her is planned. Like 99% of the time, she's starting to click on a wee bit more now. But most of the time, she doesn't know when I'm doing it. I'll wind her up. She'll start going, and I'll record her, and then. At the end of the day, like, I do it for a bit of crack, but I'm not going to take anybody talking bad about my man, like, no matter who they are.
You're just right.
And, like, see if it's a fake account or if it's a fake picture or something, like, you wouldn't even give it the time of day, but if it's a real person and they're writing something, you have a right to write something back. You know what I mean?
Most times it is a fake account, though. No one actually has balls to write anything.
There's been a couple of just normal ones, like, and say someone says that I wrote a comment about her being sad or something, or say about me being sad. Are you sad that that's your man? I was like, nah, but I'm sad now that I've seen your face because she was fucking brutal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just have to give them it back. That's it.
That's the thing with TikTok, is black them the fuck. You hardly be on TikTok, Emma, or a phone, man.
Are you really sitting there?
No, I mean, like,
discussing my phone.
Yeah, I get it.
But what is wrong with my phone? Nothing's fucking wrong with my phone.
Is there anything
wrong with my phone? All you need a phone is not to look at everybody, to ring a taxi and ring a doctor.
She won't pay for a taxi. You got a bus pass?
That's a throwback. That phone.
I get a taxi to see Gary.
Here, is that their, what kind of knock is it?
I don't fucking know.
That remains me and my chain. She's had it about 15 years.
You don't know what make it is?
I don't know. It's knocky.
There's not a fucking mark on that.
See,
it's still in good nick. Oh, in the
see, RJP bought her after Christmas. And see, the day after Christmas, she plugged it in the landing, and the dog bit it, and it blew up.
Oh, fuck.
And then she ended up bringing it back and give her a new one.
You could get one of them in the jail, no sweat. Like,
of course you could. What makes you think that, by the way?
If anybody needs it, they can have it.
He's not talking about that, man.
I know. I'm not fucking stupid, you know.
I haven't seen one of them in years.
Nostalgic.
Oh, I love my wee phone. And my kids used to go, if you're on the bus or anything and anybody rings you, do you take that out?
I'm guilty of that. Like,
and I'll go, well, it's my phone. Somebody's ringing me. I'll answer it. I don't care about anybody.
It's in taxis and all, and I've been like, I don't even know her.
See if he makes a video in. Does he just show you it on his phone? Would you even know how to work a smartphone in?
I haven't a fucking clue about them things. I don't even know how to turn a computer on. I'm not into technology.
You're not missing anything.
Liam doesn't be on much.
Who wants to see what people get for their breakfast when there's starving children in the world?
Exactly. People are putting up videos. Look at me. This is how I make cereal. I pour the milk in first and then I pour the cereal in. You're going, who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
That's me. I would watch.
I don't want talking about food because I'm not allowed your fucking food.
Why? What's wrong with you? Why are you not allowed food?
Because I've got celiac disease.
No pizzas. No no nice food.
You're trying to fucking funny.
No, but no bread. And for anyone who doesn't know what celiac is.
Do you want to fucking pay for my bread? It's fucking near £4 for a loaf.
Do you have to get the gluten-free?
You don't even pay for your bread. It gets prescribed to you by the doctor.
Aye, the crumbly one. The one they supply me. It's Dawn says. Fucking that says. You take it out in the crumbles. Like the buns. You open them up in the crumble.
Could you eat banana bread?
I pay for the one that I like. Fucking 379.
That's derelict.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly.
This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
For bread. What is a loaf these days? For a pound?
I don't know.
I love the loaf. You don't know much. Even an ordinary loaf, you wouldn't get it for a pound.
Pringles woman's bar.
No, they love you, don't they? You're a wee woman. Every one of them. Wee ginger girl behind the counter tortures me about her every time I'm in. She fucking loves it.
Where's the first place you've been, Kirk, where someone's recognizing you? You mustn't get as much of it because it's always you're behind the camera and she's always in front of it.
See, now, because we put a couple of videos out, we're like obviously thanking people for stuff, like, because people have fucking sent their wee presents and stuff, like, so. And I would show her how to work, like, sit on the camera with her. And now, like, more so, I would start getting noticed. But I purposely kept myself off the camera because I didn't want to be seen. Like,
you're like, this man here, he's the man behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
I get tortured and work, like.
Do you?
I was off for a wee while on the sicker, and I went back and I dropped a patient off in one of the wards, and I came back down. There was some girl and looking somewhere to go, and I heard her around the corner, and as soon as I turned the corner and she had clocked me, she went, "Grumpy Nanny, where the fuck's Annie?" Hey. I was like, "Turn her off."
You Grumpy Nanny?
Kids even stopped me in the street. I was in the town, and I'm standing talking to somebody, and this wee lad's coming up, and I knew right enough to look at him that he was gay, and he just come running over, and he went, "You're her, aren't you? You're her." I went, "Yeah." "Oh, I love you." I says, "I love you too, son. Can I get a photo of you to show my mommy?" I went, "Yeah, because my mommy loves you too."
That's pretty. Some people wouldn't do that. They wouldn't stop and even ask anybody their name.
What age was this kid? That was he?
He was about 24.
It's not even a kid. He's a kid
to her, but because she's fucking near 70.
I bet you're taking a fucking gob. I'm not 70.
You're near 70.
No, I'm not.
You fucking are.
I'm near 70 when I'm 67.
An old crack fuck.
I've still 30 years to go.
It's just closer to 70 than she is.
Still a few chapters yet.
I'm 32 in May here, and it's fucking wild.
I was 30 in August there.
It's all downhill from here, isn't it? Like,
have you any advice for a young 28-year-old man?
Are you 28?
I will be here in 2 weeks.
You're not 28, son.
He looks younger, doesn't he?
I'm like 25.
Yeah.
What about me? What do you say?
You're younger than him.
Someone else says that too. I was like, "There's no way."
He's got a baby face. Yep.
And they always
He hasn't changed. He hasn't changed the day from we were kids. For fuck's sake.
John Zio, listen. He's
just
a baby
face.
Just
do what you want to do, and don't do things that people tell you to do. You just do what you want to do.
That's it.
In your own way, in your own time.
Fuck everybody else.
Have you had any businesses running on this? Looking at a promoter for them. Obviously, if you're getting views, people will start messaging you, looking you to come down to their shops.
Promote their businesses and all stuff.
It will happen soon.
Nothing like that, but there was a girl called Jamie Lee McMahon, and she has a page called Do What You Want, and it's like just create t-shirts and stuff like that. And she had messaged me the other week about doing a collaboration with us, about merchandise for stuff for us, but... I don't think we have a big enough following yet to be making our own merchandise. But
you never know.
I got a cup made for her. Like, it's the picture off our TikTok account, and just across the top of it, it says, "Belfast Grumpy Nanny says you're a wee prick." Because that's her favorite.
Just get a couple
thing
of wee sands, you've said, and put them all on the cup.
Yeah.
And
I got her one. A couple of people bought them. Like.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. Get a couple of different sands on different taps, and then just make a couple of them, and then see how they do. And if they do all right, then you'll know to bring more out. But I'd say you get a few sold, no problem. Like, stage fans out there.
Stage a couple of them. Like, you drink your cup, one of the cups, and get
them
in the video.
Would you?
Oh, that's precious.
She saves everything, mate.
You wouldn't even drink it. You just keep it there and look at it.
I'm a hoarder.
Oh, she really is. There's tea towels in our drawer from the 60s, for fuck's sake. Darling.
See, if anybody gives me something or buys me something, I will treasure that for life.
Fair play.
Treasure.
Fuck. Fair play to you.
Granny's a hoarder, to be fair, too.
Most grannies are.
I have a biscuit tin where somebody give me a button. And it's in it. A button.
Many years ago.
maybe when I was 15, 16. Seriously. Yeah.
What, like a button to sew on or something? Yeah. That's mental.
Well, that's the only thing. Dude, don't be thinking I can sew. No. I can sew buttons on.
Did you knit?
I can knit, yes.
Tell us, see, like a super question. See, when you're starting a network, how do you start?
What, I don't know.
Because like, you've got a string. Aye, but you've reached you two needles. But you've one string. Know what I mean? How do you start?
You've one string.
Uh-huh.
And you have to cast on.
I don't know.
Show them.
You don't have a
ball. Show them.
No, I mean, like, because you need something to do. Does it not, like, go into each other?
Yeah. I don't know. Because into each other.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never even seen anyone.
Gavin's explanation is so, like,
perfect. But you don't...
See one knit needle.
Yeah.
See the end of the ball of wool.
Aye.
Make a wee ring and tie a knot on it. And then when your other needle you put on, bring round.
Right, pull out and
cast off.
I always wondered, because I thought you just had a string. And how the fuck do you start with one string?
Do you need to have patience of a saint to fucking...
I've never seen her knit anything in my life.
So, well, actually, you got that Burgos t-shirt.
She knitted a badge on. I just stole a badge and she sewed it on this t-shirt.
Get the iron on.
This is a Timu t-shirt.
I need a whole new wardrobe, for fuck's sake. Me and Liam were away, for fuck's sake, we were away for a couple of weeks. We're having to come back, wash your clothes, go again. we're in a different country now for ages.
Somebody stole your phone too, didn't they?
Your phone ring?
Sorry.
Here, my phone got stolen. Know what happened? Have you been to London?
Yeah.
So we've seen ads really, really bad for fees. Me and him were standing outside the hotel and an electric bike came up. I was on FaceTime to my missus. And Liam was standing beside me, and they just went bang, took the phone straight out of my hand, brand new iPhone, on the Atlantic Bank, just drove on.
Seriously?
Uh-huh. So what I am in reported to this hotel that says that it happens flat out, you need to ring the cops. I ring the cops every 6 minutes it happens, and there's just nothing. He says, like, what phone was it? I says, the phone, it was a new iPhone. What colour? Green. Right, there's nothing we can do. I said, like, so apparently they're wrapping tinfoil and sending it to China.
You want to see the wee men that were fly wee bastards the way they've done it, like on one of them Suron bikes, you know, the wee electric bikes, just two of them, so one just drives and the other one thieves. He was like a lizard's tongue grabbing a fly, just snatched it, pickpocket away.
They came down, then they left, they drove down the side of the road and then came round behind us.
We were blacked in suits. In London, personally, easy target.
I think they're very ignorant.
Oh, they're wild.
They don't want to help anyone.
See, in London, we actually were standing outside, was it Costa? And see in Belfast, see when someone walks by here, you just go, all right, mate, all right?
Yeah.
See, for about an hour, I says, right, every single person, and not one reply.
No one says anything.
Just to look at you and say, who's this talking to me? Who's this? Someone said right to me here.
What did you say to them? If you were to say, I have £1 million here in this briefcase, they still wouldn't even say anything to you?
Nah, they wouldn't.
I was trying
to pat people's dogs and all, and they're just looking at you. What's this weirdo doing patting my fucking dog?
It's not the same as over here.
Because the Irish are nice people.
Well.
But I'm around anybody.
You're right.
Oh, I was in Littler earlier on. Some fella, he trapped all his toddlers. And I helped him. You'd think I'd give him £1 million away. He's getting, see you, mate, you're a fucking legend. Thank you for that there. All I did was pick a toddler up. But see,
it's nice to be nice.
It is, all right. I think West Belfast have the best people in the whole world.
Select.
If you need somebody, there always are.
Put us anywhere in the world and we'll last. We'll survive. You know what I mean?
That's it.
There's scumbags everywhere.
It's in the genes.
Yeah. Well, we've done all right in America, Australia, Europe.
That's
done
it.
All right.
Have you been to America, Kek?
Yeah.
What part?
Boston, Massachusetts.
So I don't know.
My granny was born in Erd.
Bollocks!
My grandmother, my mommy's mommy was born in Erd in Massachusetts and came here when she was 13.
What?
Sure, so you're like part of
American blood in me.
That was actually, she remember a show she said this when she was younger. When we were younger, that was one of her dreams to go over for her 50th.
Did you?
Happy day, she got there in the end.
Now, my next dream for my 70, I want to go to Graceland.
Where's that?
Elvis Presley's house. Vegas,
Memphis, Tennessee.
Get saving, big man.
Get the fuck.
Here, who would you go out there with, Fancack? Would Bernie, she go with me?
Bernie would go, but my mate in Scotland, she would go.
Do you all love Elvis?
I don't care whether they like him, but everyone will come to
I like the song about, what's the song about the envelope?
What?
Return to Sender.
That's a good wee number.
I love that wee tune.
Do you ever see, we've had a guy on the podcast before, you call him Javis.
I've got a copy of his birth certificate.
Do you?
Because my brothers were all in Elvis fans.
Well, we had a guest on the podcast, and he's called Javis Pelvis. Do you ever see him in our city centre? He wears the big white Elvis suit.
Yes. See him in the town?
He was on the podcast.
Was I?
Oh, I should get him to come up on your birthday and do a song for you.
You do it, no sweat.
Give her a wee box of Pringles at the end.
Javis is good crack. Like, he's when he was on the podcast, he got him to do a bit of acting, but now he's starting to post like fuck.
Listen, see to do what he does. It takes us out of balls. I respect him.
I always see him on TikTok live.
He's relentless. Like, he just goes,
he doesn't give up.
Go down that turn, that suit, bangs a fucking tune shirt all day.
Oh. Is it all Elvis he does?
Do you not know I was part American?
Nah.
How would they know you're a part American?
And I'm related to everybody. There's always somebody related to fucking
me.
So
what's the name? Like, the American name?
Rothwell.
That is an American name.
I thought you were going to say Rothschild, or I was going to go...
One of the presidents was called
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt. You were close, Gavin.
I was close. Is that the one that got clipped?
No, that was JFK.
Big man, you know your history. Like, he knows his history. He's
I don't know enough of it. Fuck's sake, I'm getting it wrong.
Nah, funny.
That's like, I never listened to school crack.
Well, I didn't really go to school. I was always in hospital.
Were you alive when JFK got shot?
Mm-hmm. 1963. Alex, can you remember?
Do you remember? No.
I was a kid.
Oh, you're too young.
Five. But I remember hearing when I got older.
He got shot twice in the head, didn't he?
Yeah.
Straight. He was assassinated.
It's just the whole big mad thing. So they still don't know who did it, and they say it was only one person and all
conspiracies,
that.
Conspiracies, like.
A big conspiracy.
I can remember the Twin Towers getting blew up. I can remember. I was in school. Can remember the last Concorde as well. Can remember that flying over. Can you remember it?
No.
What's a
Concorde? It's the fastest airplane in the world. It flew over Belfast. I can remember my teacher said, "Quick, go out!" And it just goes boom. No planes ever went. I don't think it's ever run fast. There's a new one out now. I think Donald Trump has. That's fast. But the Concorde, you could go from here to New York in about an hour for fuck's sake.
I didn't even know what a Concorde was until you said about it.
Do you?
I see.
Do you know what a Concorde is?
Why are they not about anymore?
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I don't know, too dangerous. I don't know. They're too fast. Fuck's sake.
You're too fucking dangerous. Anyone watching, too fast.
Can't go. John, you know what Concorde is, don't you?
Yeah, Concorde plane.
Yeah. Didn't we see the very last flight when we were in school? See a Concorde.
It could go
from Belfast. Well, it could go from like the UK to New York. I don't know. Is it all?
Aye.
Mad as fuck.
Now they're starting to back up again, like exclusive flights where they're maybe bringing it back. It was only here you can get it back.
Do you know who Elon Musk is?
I haven't a clue.
He owns a Tesla, he owns all the electric cars. He's actually looking to make an electric airplane. And you don't go on a runway, you just shoot up.
Oh, well, I won't be fucking on it.
Like, I'm not mad.
The battery goes dead.
I know, it's rassic.
Just strapped.
Do you think like electric could
fuck electrocuted?
But do you think electric could like fucking hold the plane in the air? Like, I don't know.
Would you be surprised at what you can do these days? Like,
I've got electric cars now, haven't you? You have to fucking charge them.
See, in 10 years, every car's gonna be electric.
You think so?
Because see, in London, you can't even drive a diesel car. You get fame for trading in the lumber diesel car.
Oh, they're trying to do away with all the petrol diesel cars. They just want electric.
So, know how you know they're not you passed your test this week, didn't you?
Yesterday.
Congratulations, mate.
Failed it last week, passed it this week.
We've got winners on the podcast.
You better stop calling me Grumpy Granny.
Sorry, Grumpy Nanny.
I am not Grumpy and Grumpy Nanny.
Car cack.
That's it.
Here, get the checkbook out.
What's my name in Irish? Well, do you know Irish?
I don't know Irish. Nah, I should know Irish.
Did you not learn Irish in school?
Are you talking about your actual name or the Grumpy Nanny?
No, my actual name.
So, what, Kathleen in Irish?
No.
What is it?
Katrina.
Katrina in Irish?
Catherine is Katrina.
I was going to say Kathleen, but it's not.
And for Clark, it's O'Cleary.
Clark, right.
My Irish name is Katrina O'Cleary. That makes me famous, too.
How does that make you famous?
Because it's my fucking name.
You know what's good? But yeah, well, when we were, many flights we had, about 16 flights.
16 flights in 6 weeks.
I'm a terrible flyer.
Seriously? Put your head away.
I'm a terrible flyer. I was Googling stuff now before we got on the plane. A flight can fly with one engine. So if one engine goes, you can still fly. And the other one was...
I was freaking out.
What was the other one?
You were freaking out.
Here. The other one was... See, turbulence. Was turbulence
wee
was never...
propellers. Wee fucking small ones.
Oh, sorry.
Here. The other one was... turbulence have never made a plane crash ever. So if you're a scared of flying, anyone a scared of flying, you're all right.
I'm not a scared of flying, but I'm a scared of heat, so I wouldn't be fucking Googling anything about a plane before I get on one. Like,
it's the wee planes, see the wee propeller ones? They're the fucking scary ones. Yeah. They're the ones that the ones you're freaking out. With the wee one, I was holding on like that.
I sweating. I worked it out. 3 pints of Guinness is enough to get me on a flight. that's Dutch courage. It fucking does help.
I have to fucking do it sober now.
She hates flying.
I have a mate who he's from Morocco, and he when he's gone home, he won't fly. He has to go to England, down through England, London, into France, or through Spain, right off through
driving.
Gets buses and trains right up, and then gets a boat over to Morocco. And see when he's gone, because they go back, he's half Moroccan, and they fly back home. She'll fly 3 days after he leaves. So he leaves like today, and she'll get a flight out in 3 days because it takes so long.
That's mad. Oh, no.
What extent would you go to?
Just get blocked and just go and get on a flight.
Dennis Bergkamp used to do that when he played for Arsenal, apparently.
Blocked the block and get on a plane?
He used to not get on the plane. All the team used to... like to travel, they say they had a match somewhere. He would have drove and took like a ferry the long way just to get the game instead of flying.
Hates are for me, aren't for me.
Cack, what do you think about the footballers getting all that big money for just playing football?
Weird,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Fuck's sake, we're out slaying like fuck for fucking 12 quid an hour.
Shit.
Weird.
You're fucking loaded. What are you on about?
Oh, I'm fucking loaded with food.
You don't get money from us here, like.
We've done our first live show, work.
Thank you, everybody.
That's right. Thank you for coming. Anyone who came.
Did you just get a good crowd?
We did all right.
Oh, it was very good. Like, I enjoyed it.
It was good.
It was lively. I'll say that. Very lively for a live.
We're hanging about doing it's like because that was a big venue. We could do like some smaller bar, like go. Dari would be a good shout. Loads of people like isn't Dari.
He's got a good out following on TikTok and stuff too, but don't
you? Yeah, that's slowly went up, hasn't it? Like
consistency is key. Like that's especially yours too. Just keep posting, mate.
I know
videos don't pop off, just never mind it, just do more.
Yeah.
It hit 10,000 there in August and my Sierra says to me, Glenn Gordon. Commented on one of your things and I was like, who the fuck's Glenn Gordon?
Oh, I know that, Glenn.
So he talks away to me, he's fucking brilliant. And shout out to Glenn because he's done everything for me from we've got them 10,000 followers. He had his videos and all for me to put up and stuff. He's a fucking
So what are you doing? Do you just think of something to know? Are you mad about?
No, he comes in and he knows I'm watching something that I like and does it and puts that big light on his phone. It blames me.
She's got cataracts.
What the fuck?
I'm falling apart. And he has me tortured. I need new fucking ears. I need new teeth. And he says he'd take me to Turkey. I says, I'll see my teeth before you see fucking me.
She can't, she can't really complain about the ear thing because the doctors give her hearing aids and she won't fucking wear them. So it's her own fault. But
got cataracts.
I just answered your question there. Everything annoys her. Like, you'll sit in the house with her and you'll see her.
Have a wee smoke of a joint? No?
Once you've done it.
I think you would enjoy a wee smoke
no,
of a joint.
No, you'd be a child out, Nanny.
JP and all was alive.
Yeah.
Once.
And she waited.
And I waited.
Oh, fuck.
It's not worse.
He told her it was an American fig and she fucking waited and she went green and he had to carry her to bed.
Funny tobacco. Wacky tobacco. I'm not a fan of the grass. Slice loves it, like.
Never again.
Me and Gam's like chocolate and cheese that way. Like.
It was harder stuff for me. Like.
Now, if you catch me at somebody's birthday party, you're not going to see me stoned out. You'll see me having a laugh. Like.
You're 19 months sober, mate.
I'm 19 months coming here on the 12th.
Fair play.
Congratulations, mate.
So proud of him for that.
That's hard to do.
Well, I had a party for him, like. I didn't even know what was happening.
Did you?
30th birthday party. I'm in recovery and she's fucking throwing parties every country and he's snatter.
My niece from Scotland, she was coming 40. We'd done the joint one for the two of them.
Yeah.
Where in the Balmoral.
I seen you that day.
The day before, because they all stayed up there, so we were up there just seeing them and I seen you. And
would you drink alcohol-free stuff?
I've tried them. But
not
very often. For me, I could go without drinking. Drinking, it didn't bother me. It was the gear.
Yeah.
There wasn't a day that went by where I wasn't taking gear.
Gear is a bad thing. It is. And when you have 2 pints in you, it happens fucking flat out. It consumes people.
But that was the thing.
It's the devil.
I would have been on it. We're out drinking. But when I was drinking and I was on it, then you wouldn't have seen me for fucking 4 or 5 days. Do you know what I mean? I was coming home with a good shower and changed and went out again. That would have just always been the way. But
that's the way it has you too when you're on it. There's loads of people probably listening to this now going, fuck, he's talking the same way I am thinking. Do you know what I mean? There's loads of people going through the same kind of thing.
I didn't see
Belfast,
it.
Especially,
I didn't see it as a problem until about 2 years ago. I genuinely just I wanted to stop and I just couldn't.
Yeah.
Every relationship, there's why I love doing this stuff on TikTok as well, because it's brought me and her closer together. It's built our relationship. At one point it was at the point where she was the only thing I had left and that was nearly gone too.
Yeah.
And it's someone that said to me about meetings and I really didn't want to go. I run about this wee lad and I hadn't seen him in fucking years and had no idea he was going through the same thing. And he showed up at my door and brought me to a meeting and I'm actually getting goosebumps talking about it. And I walked in and the fella who I first seen is actually my sponsor now. And he walked up to me and he went to shake my hand. He went, "We don't do handshakes here, we do hugs. We'll let us love you until you learn to love yourself." I was like, "What the fuck's he saying to me here?" But when I sat there, I didn't speak for ages. It took me ages to open up. But every time someone spoke, it felt like everything I wanted to say but couldn't. It was
They were picking
the thoughts out of my head. And then that's when it clicked in my head. I was like, I'm an addict here.
Yeah.
But then I got a couple of months of clean time behind me. I wanted everything that they had, but didn't want to put the work in.
Yeah.
And I relapsed. And in that time, my dad passed away and... For about 3 or 4 weeks after that, it just got really dark. It was the worst I'd ever been. And I just remember and being in a blackout state, lying in my room one night and get up, fell asleep and get up. And the next, I'd still had a tin of beer or vodka or something sitting at the side of my bed and it still got gear in my pocket. And I never would have went to bed with gear. And someone had sent me a video. I remember going something needs to shift here. I'm going to die. That's where it was because
thoughts were going through your head.
I'm going to die here. And someone had sent me a video of me walking down the street where my youngest daughter at the time, she was about 6 months old at the time. And I just remember seeing it and I was like, right, this is it. And I flushed the gear down the toilet, stayed in all weekend, done a Zoom meeting on the Monday, went to a physical meeting on the Tuesday, and haven't looked back since.
Where is that place for people if they want to know, Kirk?
There's a thing, it's about attraction rather than promotion. I can't really say the name, but there is certain fellowships out there, and if there is people that see us and they're struggling and they feel like that would benefit from them meetings. If they want to contact me, then I'll happily get them to the first meeting. I'll reach out to the first meeting.
On Properties Nanny's page. And that'll be you behind the keyboard. It'll be him, won't it?
So what? Anybody online or anybody watching this, contact Grumpy Nanny on TikTok if you're going through anything or you're struggling, you need a point in the right direction.
See my problem is, like, I love a beer. I think I would miss a crack. I would miss, let's go into a bar, sip and having a couple of pints. I love that.
You really you're not, don't need to have a drink. You're not. A laugh.
No, you don't.
I thought that too. I thought that I was missing out on the crack. There is no crack in it. You're fucking.
See, from.
You're doing the same thing every single week and you're listening to the same people, talking the same conversations, talking the same shit.
I could count on the cycle.
My friends and are having it.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Drink, and I'll not drink. But the crack's nighty.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a drink or anything to have a laugh.
No, you still have good crack. You still have fun, like, in other ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could tell you one person that I used with did stay in contact with me, even when I went into recovery, and he passed away earlier this year. Big Paddy McLachlan. Only one that stayed in contact with me the whole way through my recovery, even when I relapsed, pushed me to get back to meetings.
Yeah.
And I fell out with him for a couple of months because he wouldn't go out on the drink with me, because he didn't want me to go back down that road, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody else I use with.
That's a good friend.
Never heard anything from him, do you know what I mean?
I don't know, mate. Fair play to
you. For about 3 years now. Dacky McCulloch actually got me in the training. Thank you, mate.
Are you on Facebook?
Our Joseph made her Facebook and operated it, and she had no fucking clue about it.
That's another letter I fucking got.
What letter?
Remember orange phones or something?
Aye, orange, yes, sir.
I got some fucking letter a couple of weeks ago that he owed orange 200 and odd fucking pound. I said, what the fuck's that? And he says, orange is a colour. I says, I fucking know that. I said, but what's that? It's a phone company. I mean, I never had an orange phone in my fucking life. It must be one of your two sons who fucking, who's passed away, got one on your name. Now I'm getting billed for
it. Joe, was it?
More Joe, than likely, like
Joe's a legend.
Joseph lad on, like, he was a wee fucking angel, but he was a wee bastard half the time. Like,
wee fucker.
Joe the blue eye, was he?
No, he wasn't the blue eye.
No, he wasn't. JP was the blue eye, and she can't even deny it. He's still the SD. It's called Golden Balls.
There's always a Golden Balls. My wee brother's Golden Balls.
That was our JP. Right? Was Golden Balls. Mother. Never do wrong. Never do any wrong.
Cax lost two sons to suicide, haven't you, Cax?
I have.
So for anyone watching, so Jay was Joe. I knew Joe well. Joe painted my whole stars Latin bathroom.
Did he do a good job?
Did he do a good job?
Did he?
I did it. You want to see what he's done on me? Painted my fireplace, which shouldn't have been painted at all. I haven't changed it. I had a thing in the window.
A vase.
And he painted the brown to fucking grey. And painted round the fucking flowers.
He didn't lift the vase.
He just painted round. Still the same.
So see whenever, like, we were... God,
that's lazy as fuck.
God rest him. Like, see whenever he did die and we were waiting on his body coming home to be worked. You're obviously cleaning the house and stuff. And our cabin lifted it. And just in stitches, and I was like, what the fuck's he laughing at? And I went out and seen it, and I was like, so it's just a big brown patch with, like, white, so it's painted all, like, white, like a whitey grey, and then a big fucking, like, oaky brown circle in the middle, because he didn't lift the vase.
To the bottom.
He just painted around it, just left the vase there, just painted around it. Like, he didn't earn 11.
Cut a few corners.
Joe was a nice guy.
All of them were good to meet.
I never got to meet
John Paul.
I met Gary. Grew up with Kirk. I don't know. I met Gary. And I've...
What
a track with Joe.
Maybe you're Jordy too.
I heard Jordy was fucking mental.
What happened to him?
Did he hung himself as well, right?
Fucking suicide, fucking rates mental, isn't it?
The highest in
and
Europe.
And then Gary been in the car home with dementia. That's
you've had a heart attack, you have, alright. Crazy shit.
Fair play, tell you for still going on and like doing what you're doing. Do
well,
you know
still
what I mean?
Him.
Yeah.
And I've still, I don't care what way Gary is, I've still got him.
Oh,
why,
of course.
No matter what way he is.
Still your child.
Mm. It's my grandkids keep me going.
Yeah,
and she loves.
Suicide rate in Belfast, alone, Northern Ireland, it's bad. My wife's wee brother killed himself, 15,
yeah, DJ.
15 years old. Yeah, 15, you shouldn't even know
what that
the
is.
Fucking,
that
like,
is.
What a rope is, you know what I mean? That's
exactly.
It's
bad.
That's what
everybody's lost people to.
I don't understand why he went off the rails, because if he had he hadn't got really nobody to talk to.
Yeah.
It was more or less his three older brothers.
It's
and he wouldn't come to me because he knew I was going through the pain too. Yeah. But it didn't matter why I was going through the pain or not. For the simple reason, I'm still his mommy.
Yeah.
And I'll always be there for him.
Yeah, but I
even
didn't see
he's
it that way.
Their neck.
That's your responsibility.
I know.
That's what a mother's here for.
Yeah, well, now fair play till you both, like, have to say, he's having my respect.
I know.
Thank you.
The funny videos, it's mad just to
see. That's what makes it good, because it's original. It's like you see something like that and you go, that's Belfast. That's
anybody that knows us. Me and he'll go, that's not horse shoving that on.
No,
one doesn't wait and the other coming out.
And it's people will text me and all be like, you need to plan this and plan that. Like, see, to be honest with you, I don't plan the videos. Like, I just. If she says something that I know that or something comes into my head and I know as soon as I say it, it's going to wind her up. I'll start videoing and I'll say it and just let her go.
Yeah,
and it's always been that way, and it'll just fucking stay that way. Do you know
that's
what I mean?
The best way to be. You just improvise it on the spot, because usually when you try and plan something out, it doesn't go to plan anyway.
Well, when we passed off, it doesn't go to fucking plan.
The only thing that was planned was was hitting her in the face with a bit of cheese, and the child wanted
I
to
see
do
that
it. I give it to her, and she's fucking sitting beside her and missed. I was like, fuck's sake.
Does it ever go live on TikTok?
The other day, actually, I went on live and had her sitting there for about 45 minutes. Like,
did you?
She was just talking away and people asking her questions and. Oh, they just stuff like
but
that. It was the first time she did it. She was just sitting talking away.
But
he just gets me angry. Things he says to me, not angry, just go in and leave me fuck alone.
Yeah. I think that's just a normal man something too, because I do it. My mappy's like
Rain
that to
your
me.
Map.
Oh, it's one of them things. Like,
there was a wee woman, and to be honest, I don't even know her name, text me the other day and was like, can I send your mummy, like, presents, and I was like,
I don't want presents.
I don't really want to give my address out here.
Why do people do it?
I give, like, see, but just because it didn't look like a fake account, I give the girl my address, and she went in the town to get something today, and the postman came, and it was a package that sent
and
her pajamas.
I opened it, there was a pair
sent
of pajamas
for my child
for my Sarah.
Alex.
Fair play to them.
No, like the Christmas Santa socks, but they're just a plain colour. A pair of gloves for me. A bag with perfume and cream.
That's nice. Like,
a belt and a hat.
Seriously?
And a pair of gloves.
You're for a place. See, that's because you're making people actually laugh. People actually feel like the noise.
People can relate to you.
Oh, she's getting presents and I'm getting messages from wee fellas telling me I'm great, for fuck's sake. Fucking swift black
hair. I've had to do a few myself, mate. It's not good, isn't it?
I'm not doing it to get presents, but it was really, really nice of her to do it.
She doesn't even, literally, genuinely doesn't even know when I'm videoing. Look, she's clicked on a couple of times, but by that stage, she's already fucking mid-rant, so she's...
You don't give a fuck, I just go past you.
99% of the time, she'll not have a fucking baldy. That I'm recording. I'll just go with the flow, say something.
And then when he's watching over them, I'm going... And to myself, remember him doing that. He must be doing it when I'm saying fuck all sometimes.
Where was that woman who sent the stuff from?
Don't know. Haven't a clue.
Nah.
See, your biggest supporters, it's people that don't know you. Your biggest
God,
followers,
like,
and
really
biggest supporters is people that have never met you in their life.
Like, that was the thing. Like, she wouldn't have a clue about all this. She didn't even know what a podcast was until I'd say it to her about coming on.
Do you know? So it's you come in, you just sit down and talk, and then he's been mixed.
Look, guess here now.
Like, you're doing well. Like, you're doing well.
She was hesitant on it. She said, I don't want to do it. I said, I don't want to do it. And I said, look, they've asked, and so you're from up the street, no just more. Do it.
So that's good. That's what we like. It. We like our guest to be loyal to us and don't go anywhere else. Stay with the lads.
She'll probably never do a normal
in here.
But see, a podcast, that like you're from obviously like an older generation, so you like podcasts is all with all people our age. We listen to a lot of podcasts, watch a lot of podcasts. Yeah. Lucky enough, we have is just across the road from me, so that was handy.
Yeah, it worked out well, like didn't it? It was written in the stars. I've been trying to get my granddad to come on as well. He was good. It's weird. I think it'd be funny just again because he would torture me. Do you know what I mean?
Right, Grandad Slice. Does he watch? He watch.
Oh, right, come on, big man. Come on, big man.
Come on, Grandad Slice.
There's room here for you.
Be good thing for yous too, like.
Oh, I would love to do it.
Just keep coaxing.
Do you know what he does, Matt, for a living? He's a famous rapper.
I love that music.
That's what I do. I love that music.
He's a rapper. You like his music, but
he's one of the better ones.
He's one of the better ones in West Belfast.
There is a couple of terrible ones out there, and I have heard them myself. I know what you're on. I know what you mean, like. But
I just hate that. I just like my music.
Do you like any music from like today's music? If you turn the radio on, would you listen to any music? Go fuck, that's a good song. Or do you
like all my own?
All
like
Elvis,
70s, 80s.
All that.
I love 80s.
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Earl Abba and fucking Bon Jovi.
The only one you're probably talking about.
My favorite group is Smokey. And Stephen, you're all. Do you know who Smokey is?
Sing a song.
Alice. Who the fuck is Alice?
I go bananas at people shouting at because they didn't make a fucking song.
Why? What was it made?
They never sung Alice, who the fuck is Alice?
Didn't it?
No.
No, that's just the thing that...
Because everybody started just saying it.
No way. I thought that was the song.
No, it's not in the original song.
So what ways it go? I've been living next door to Alice and then nothing.
Yeah, for 24 Alex. Years I've been living next door to Alice, but you never hear them on it going Alice.
Is that a Mandela effect or what? That's wild, because I definitely believe. That's was in that song.
I think most people do. Like I thought that too. But sure, we could share that in the house for saying it.
Quickly. Is Alice? Is that his girl or something?
Could have been the lead singer's wife, girl. I don't fucking know.
Who the fuck is?
Don't
Alice?
Love him that much.
Who the fuck is Alice?
Right. Yeah, well, listen. Thank you, Grumpy Nanny, for coming up and Crick, good man, mate.
Don't bother me. Thanks for having me.
Check. Been a pleasure.
We'll let you get back to your soaps, Cack, and you can get down.
They're fucking over. Bit fucking late.
Sure, you've got them on record anyway. Do you know what I mean? You'll be all right.
Don't be fucking waking me up. I don't record. Fuck off.
She hasn't got a TV that records for fuck's sake. It's just Freeview.
Oh, but see now, you can get on a fire stick.
No,
you
just... I had that fucking that TV. It's in your room now.
Oh, she hates it because there's surround sound on it. So do you know what I mean? You can act.
You hear all over the room.
I said, get that out of living room.
75 inch. Jesus Christ!
Into your bedroom.
And I didn't even pay for it.
My only TV. Huh? Because
Joseph died, so I took
it. They have 75 inch. I'd be able to say that one. Leave for fuck's sake.
It is rented. I'd be able to say that.